Podcast with Popcorn, episode 87. It's Sawyer's 16th big birthday. Take a listen for all the deets. All right, I wanted to let everybody know in the podcast with Popcorn Universe that we've been getting more tens of people.
More tens.
Yes, the metrics. It's funny. It actually sends me metrics for the podcast.
Oh.
And there's been like three or four extra people listening in than normal. Yeah, right. we're obviously creeping up.
Wow.
Massive amounts of followers for the family. Yes, creeping. But today, we want to focus on a very special boy. That boy is Sawyer Tate Roberry.
Yesterday was his 16th birthday.
His birthday. And so we're going to kick this off with a rendition of his birth and what happened from his fabulous mother, who was there at the time. she didn't see him first. I did. But it's okay. We'll let it go. And then we'll get some wise words from the man himself.
Indeed. So, Sawyer, like his brother and sister before him, was 4 days late.
Oh,
after
how dare
his due date. And no, it was just so, oh, how dare he. Anyway, I don't think any parents were there at his, and I don't know why.
Grandparents, yeah.
Yeah, no grandparents were there at his.
I don't think so, no.
No, and they didn't come after his. So, and I don't remember why. There must have been a reason, but.
Okay, give us the story.
So I was 4 days overdue, and it was a Sunday.
Oh, first day.
And I remember I went into labor in like the early morning. And I was like, okay, I think this might be it. And our church was at 9. And so we had some neighbors that lived just down the street. And we called them up. And they came and picked up our kids and brought them to 9 o'clock church. And we went
Now, that's no easy feat because we have six other children.
Six
so it's not
kids.
Like they could just stick them in their car. What did they do?
So I think they brought our van.
Yeah, they took our 12-passenger van.
They took our 12-passenger van to church with their kids because they had four kids and our six kids. And then these two adults.
I'm sure it wasn't chaos at all.
I'm sure it wasn't chaos at all. But Tyler was 10 by then and Aaliyah was like 1.5. So, you know, they're not like babies, but still, like, and we figured, you know, they could be hanging out at home or they could be at church, you know, and it's just really an hour in sacrament that they really have to corral them. And that was when it was still 3 hours of church. And so, anywho, so they came and picked up our kids, brought them to church. We went to the hospital and it went fairly quickly.
It did, very quite
like,
quickly, actually.
Pretty quickly. So he was born by the time church got out.
Yeah, during church time.
Yeah, he was born during church time. And then I remember the other family that had our kids had just barely gotten the kids home from church. And Brandon was calling them up saying, hey, I'm going to come get the kids and bring them to the hospital. And they were like, what? The baby's already born? Like, yeah. He was our biggest. He was 8 pounds, 15 ounces. He was like close to.
Is that
to,
what it was? Okay.
He was close to, or maybe it was 13 ounces. Anyway, he was close to 9 pounds. And like, I had the hardest time being pregnant with him because I was like bigger than I ever was, like had more weight. He was the biggest kid. I like had. It just was harder for my body to recover. I was older, of course, and, you know, I was only 32. Anyway, so I'm not that old.
It was 2008.
Yeah.
In April.
So, anyway, I wasn't that old, but still, you know, from the first one to the last one, it was just harder. And I remember, like, I just couldn't sleep for like the next week. After he was born, like my body was just in pain and I couldn't sleep. And I remember our visiting teachers coming over and I was like, I can't stand up. I can't sit down. I can't, you know, do anything without my body just hurting. And they were like, you look horrible. And I was like, thanks.
Awesome.
They're like, this is the worst I've ever seen you. And my eyes were like red and all, you know, like puffy and rimmed and I hadn't slept in a week and I was like going a little nutty. with my other six kids, and I remember my house was a mess, and I was just sitting on the couch, and they came to visit, and they're like, okay, bye. And I was like, okay, bye. You look terrible. All right, bye. And I was like, thanks. Anyway, but, you know, I recovered, obviously. And he is a sweet, sweet little boy that happened to our kidlets.
How would you classify him in his first few months of life?
In his first few months. He was a good baby. He wasn't colicky. He didn't scream all the time. Like, he slept with us, but just for convenience of feeding him in the night. He was a great kid. Like, just really easy. And everyone wanted to hold him, and everyone just loved him. And he had these cute little chubby cheekies, and he was a sweetheart. But he was fun. Like, he let the girls dress him up, and he...
Oh, as he got older.
As he got older, yeah.
I'm not sure he had a choice, right?
Yeah, I know. He just kind of went with the flow. Go with the flow. Most of his naps growing up were in the car. Like, because I was driving older kids here, there, and everywhere to all different things. And so, poor thing, he like with the older kids, I was like, oh, we have to be home at this time for their naps. And I would do my stuff in between their nap time. And I had these like strict schedules. By the time he came along, like him and Aaliyah, no. Like, they were taking their naps in the car as I drove all over the place. One thing, Sawyer was, like, true to his name, like Tom Sawyer. He did not wear shoes ever. And I would, like, when he was a toddler, I would put on his shoes. We'd get to the car. He would take off his shoes. I'd put his shoes on so that we could walk into this grocery store, and I'd put him in the car, and he'd throw shoes off. And then I'd put his shoes on to walk back to the car, and, like, he would not keep his shoes on. And so it got to the point where I was like, fine, you're just going to walk outside with no shoes on. And it's like negative 20, and he's walking in the snow. And maybe people are looking at me like,
when we moved,
what a terrible mother you are.
Oh, my goodness.
He would not keep his shoes on. And I would be like, your feet wouldn't hurt if you'd put your shoes on. He just never liked shoes. Even now, he wears flip-flops if he can get away with it most of the time. His little sliders that grandma gave him. So, anyway, a funny little quirky thing. He has always just been, I don't know, sweet little. He's sensitive. He's sensitive to the spirit, which is really sweet. He's our only one that still, at 16, will give us hugs.
Whoa.
Like, before he goes to bed every night, he gives us hugs.
But he didn't do that when he was born. What's the deal?
Not when he was born. He was a snuggler, though, when he was a baby.
Yeah.
He was a good snuggly guy. But
everyone held him and everyone played with him.
Yeah, he was really sweet.
That's what happens.
So, yeah. Craziness. Tyler probably remembers him, the baby, you know, most. Because he was 10.
I assume so. We'll have to get some content from there and see.
Yeah.
Whoa, Sawyer's birthday, people. Okay. Momentous occasion. This is his 16th birthday, so it actually is a big one.
It is a big one.
We're not baking it this time, people. It's big time. First, we're going to get wise words from Sawyer.
Wise words?
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. And then we're going to do the hand around to, you know, his sister, for example, for loving words of affirmation. After that, so I'm going to hand it back. We're in the car now, heading back from church. And here we go.
Wow. Wise words. Don't eat yellow snow.
Why?
It's not a good idea.
That's for Aaliyah for when she goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's lemonade,
by the
though.
Way.
But it's not.
Lemonade.
But it's not lemonade, Aaliyah.
What?
It's
be
not.
Be safe, Aaliyah.
What?
Because if it's not lemonade, you're not going to like it.
What?
Let's see, what else? Should I just talk about what's happening in my week?
Yep.
Okay. So, birthday happened. Dad took me to a park thing.
Parkour.
It was pretty funny. He convinced me that we're actually helping somebody to move. So when we got there, I'm like, oh, Dad tricked me. It's a little tricky there. I got a phone. Wow. It's very nice. I know. Whoa. Grandpa told me it's a big distraction. I'm like, whoa, calm down there.
Agreed.
But it's okay. I can date now.
Wow.
Haven't gone on a date yet. Probably won't for a while. Other things, the choir concert, high school choir concert is coming up, so just getting ready for that.
On Thursday.
Is
that when it's supposed to rain?
Yes, it is, actually.
We'll
find out.
Tune in.
Hoping.
Tune in next week's podcast to find out.
That's true.
Underwater again.
Don't know if we'll actually have a concert, but I guess that'll be fun. You know, I think we really need to get to Aaliyah loves about me. So I'm just gonna move on there.
Sorry, what were the wise words there?
Don't eat
16 years old.
I just am.
What was it like waiting till you're 16?
Yeah, sorry.
Waiting till 16? Well, I'm guessing when I was born, the phone that I'm thinking about didn't exactly exist yet, so.
Okay.
What crazy is about being 16 is it's kind of what I thought it'd be like. Not much different.
You're so old now.
That's true. I am the youngest in my family, turning 16, which means mom's not going to have any other kid. Maybe. None. Absolutely not.
She can surprise us.
I don't know. It can happen.
She can surprise us.
Hi, Mom.
Mom.
Come
on, Mom. You got it. All right. Moving on to Aaliyah.
I'm still thinking about that one meme that goes, I'm under the water in our choir
please
concert. Please help me. I'm under the water. That's going to be us on Thursday. But that's fine. What am I saying? What I love about Sawyer?
Yep.
Whoa.
No, actually, three things.
What? Okay.
Or should we do five?
What I love about Sawyer is... I love how Sawyer likes to try new things and is willing to try new things.
Whoa!
Because, I don't know, sometimes that can be scary, you know. But
is it though? Is it really?
He's more extroverted, which is pretty good.
It's very not, nice. It's good. Then you don't have to talk to me.
Good skill to have to talk to people. Yeah, he's just nice and open. Whoever he meets wants to be their friend, so yeah, it's pretty cool. There you go.
What?
Just for you.
Should we pass it around to Dad and Mom?
We need to save the content.
Got it.
Yeah, and with it being Sawyer's birthday, we have a few things to discuss. First of all, how big of a haircut he needs right now. I mean, you can't tell on a podcast, right? Because it's out there. But his mother promises that it's going to happen.
If big I can time. Pin him down.
Yeah. I still know the Sheepshank and Bowline. Yeah. We can do something there. But Aaliyah's chomping at the bit to talk about what she loves about Sawyer. But I think you already said something last time.
Yeah, I did.
But she has so many more, I think. No? All right. We'll turn it over to his mother because she always has good things to say. And then we'll move from there.
Okay. What I love about Sawyer is how easy it is for him to talk to adults. I have not met an adult that knows Sawyer that hasn't come up to me and told me how much they love Sawyer.
Whoa.
Like, every adult is like, he's so great, I love Sawyer. And I think it's just because he will talk to them. Like, most teenagers just won't engage and won't talk. So, we actually had, yesterday, we were at a family history training thing. they came to our ward during second hour and like taught a lot of people how to log on, how to get in, you know, and look for family names and that kind of stuff. And then we went to the Osler's home, and the two people that came from Salt Lake, one of them was like, you guys are doing something right, because your kids are awesome. And I was like, yes, I know.
Yes,
I know. It's true. They're pretty cool. Good kids. So anyway, I'm proud of this guy and the young man that he's becoming, the things that he's choosing. And
good boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He's a good egg. I think we'll keep him.
All right, Sawyer Tate. So many things. Sawyer was a fun kid to raise, for the most part. He was pretty funny. He did all kinds of things, like going to rivers when he wasn't supposed to. And one behind. That was pretty fun. Yeah, I will echo the thing about talking to people, though. With adults, he's just not afraid to do that kind of stuff, which is...
Never has been.
It's funny that any of us really are, you know, that that's even a thing. Because it shouldn't be. For the most part, people are... They want that level of engagement. Most people are too scared to do it. But not Sawyer. He's the man. He can make it happen. I see, was it last year or the year before that Sawyer, you wanted to jump in the thing that Josh was doing. So you're like, I'll just go talk to the coach. See if he'll let me in.
Who? What was
that? It was a long jump. I think Josh was doing long jump or high jump.
Yeah.
And it was one of those... our own school versus itself or something. Yeah. I think you were only in eighth grade then, is that right?
The red and white.
The red
and
white.
You were in eighth grade back then? Mm-hmm. But then even though you're in eighth grade and it was a high school thing, you went up to coach and said, hey, I'm going to do it. And they let you. Did you have to run home and get your shoes or something?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I remember. But yeah, you're an old man. I like it. It tells me a lot because that means if Sawyer can decide on something... And he's not going to be pushed around to and fro with every wind of orneriness that comes in this world. That he can stand
up for himself.
Yeah, on what he wants to do. Yeah. And that's pretty fun.
That's pretty fun.
I like it. I like how Sawyer's engaged in lots of different things. Sports, music, theater stuff. He's a mean seagull. Do you see that?
Nice, I did see that.
That was pretty awesome. And he does what he wants to do. And he has lots of confidence.
Yeah, a little too much sometimes.
Which is good. Oh, too much confidence. But. Yeah, well, sometimes when he's like billy goating up something, we're like, oh, be careful. Whoa.
Be careful.
Slow down. Nah, you got to let your kids do dangerous things. How do they say it? Do dangerous things carefully or whatever. However the phrase, however the phrase goes. It talks about that and being very healthy for kids and how they grow up. And Sawyer has that in buckets.
Yeah, in spades.
Buckets and buckets. Glad he's ours. We'll see what kind of choices he's going to make these next year, 2 years, whatever.
Woo-hoo, yeah. Whether
what he's going to do.
Early or what.
But the choice right now is to go to bed on time so he can be fully awake for seminary the
Indeed.
Next day. Be ready to roll. Yes. But it's fun stuff. Happy birthday.
Thank you.